from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The people around him, the way he handles it, they did invite the vampire inside the house, so to speak, with that. And they are potentially now reaping or dealing with the fallout from that. He leaked out. He was good enough to go. Hey, it's the team doctors and the coaches that don't want me to go. According to Cabali, he's usually ebullient in the locker room. He had, what did Mark say, a scowl of sorts on his face.
Donnie,
scowl.
Make a scowl face for us. Let me hear what, let me
scowl
see
your, at me.
Oh, let me see that scowl
Donnie,
in there.
Here, I'm going to give you stage directions.
That's not a scowl. You're smiling
no, I know,
right
because
now.
He's laughing at me. Just imagine you thought you'd be the starting quarterback. The other guy played when you felt you were healthy. He won the game, and now the reporters have just looked at you in the locker room. That looks more like a constipated frown.
What, you have a good scowl?
But a snarl.
Oh, but that's your regular face, Malzy. That's the issue there.
I was waiting for that.
Greg Brown standing by. Let's listen into this back and forth between Derek Shelton and Joe Starkey from earlier today.
Shelty, I've asked you this in many different ways, but as we talk about the future, have you been given any assurance that you will be here next year?
Like I've told you before. I mean, you love to talk about this topic, Stark, every week. We'll talk about that at the end of the year, but my focus is the rest of the year and how we're going.
Well, I didn't talk about it last week because you can only talk about it so much.
I mean, as long as it's out there that Shelton is not on firm footing and he has a weekly radio show and the team is in last place, the journalist and Joe is going to want to ask those questions to Shelton. So I think at this point, Derek can't be like...
You can't be going in there not expecting that Bob Gibson's going to throw you an inside high fastball. That's just what Joe is. That's who Joe is.
Greg Brown standing by at PNC Park. He's brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Do we like when we see Starkey flex that big J journalist muscle in these interviews? Greg, do you like that when Joe gets in there with the tough questions with Shelton?
I appreciate it. I mean, he's doing his job.
Yep.
Shelton knows it's his job. It's
How often have you been on the wrong
Shelton.
End of a Starkey grilling?
Fortunate not. I don't think I ever have been on the wrong end of a grilling. He's been very kind to me, so I appreciate that. But I also appreciate Shelton being respectful of it too. I think Shelton's done a nice job with the media. It'd be a tough grind to be a baseball manager to go through. You know, think about this. Every pre- and post-game, with a few exceptions, for 162 games, these managers have to be asked questions. That's, I mean, I know that's part of the drill, and every manager does it, but I'm sure
he lost his cool in Cleveland after that no-hitter, Greg. That's the, I mean, he's gotten
Chicago.
He's gotten testy sometimes, but when he had to answer about that Rowdy Tellez situation, he let his true feelings known. The nice sunny disposition of Derek Shelton went away in that moment.
Yeah, he has lost his cool on occasion. I agree with you, but you know, when push comes to shove, all in all, I think he's been very, very respectful of the media.
You've seen a lot of Pirate seasons, Greg. How would you care? How difficult do you think a season like this, the way that it has played out, kind of taking all that you know on background, like the expectations coming in, the excitement with Skeens, the way they hung in there and added at the deadline. Do you think it's one of the tougher seasons you've seen for a manager to kind of navigate in that sense then, given everything that's actually happened in some?
Yeah, I would say that, and probably, Chris, I think the thing that has been the most difficult for him, I would guess, is that, you know, he tried to, you know, I think when push comes to shove again, it's the bullpen, unfortunately, that's going to take the brunt. Offense for a while, but for the offensively with the pitching staff that they have, the way it's constructed, I think over the last several weeks, I think we would all agree that it's the bullpen that's kind of let them down, and let them down in August in particular. And so that's probably most difficult for a manager. I mean, you know, he's trying to do everything he can to close games out when you get those good starts from these guys, and it just has not worked out. So I'm sure it's very frustrating. And of the 5 years, I don't know. I've never asked Shelton that question, but this probably is one of the more difficult. Although, you know, 2020, his first year as a rookie manager to try and navigate through COVID with a bad team, I'm sure that wasn't easy either.
Greg, do you think if they can salvage the final 18 or 19 games here or whatever it is and get themselves to 500, it kind of calms everything down and they can say, well, we did make progress off of 76 wins and let's run it back with our big decision makers and brain trust for 2025?
Yeah, I don't know, Andrew. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to assess the season. I was talking to somebody recently who follows the team who was asking me about that and said, you know, do you think it really makes a difference at the end of the year exactly what the record is? Why is that so important, regardless of what direction you're going? It's really just taking a look at the whole season as a whole. How did everyone perform? You know, disappointing stretches, yes. Are you seeing progress? And so there's an argument on a couple of different fronts. I just don't know how they are going to assess the season. Is it going to be straight record, you know, when they decide what happens for 2025? I just don't know the answer to that.
They would need to go 9-9 the last 18 games to beat last year's win total. They'd need to go 13-5 to get to 81-81, Greg. I'm wondering, in terms of the evaluation process, you said you're not exactly sure. If you had to guess, do you think when they're looking at Shelton specifically, they're looking more at how did the players overall progress, or at times the way some of these games writ large played out, where it was maybe not one player, it was just a sloppily played game? Do you know what I mean? Are they looking more at, like, did players develop individually under him, or how did the collective perform in some of these situations?
Well, I think it's got to be both. I mean, that would be my strong guess that's what they would do. They would, and it'd be all encompassing. So, players progressing, games, you know. I was thinking about this actually last night, and it was Wehner who said it. We were on the TV side. And as the game ends, he said, you know, this is how you draw up a Pirates baseball game. If you're looking at the team as it's constructed for the whole year, this is what you would want. You'd want your starter, in this case Skeens, to go at least six, which he did, six strong, and then your bullpen. You come in and they get the final nine outs, and you don't necessarily, you know, crush the ball. You get a home run from Cruz. You take advantage of mistakes by the other team. That's how they're going to win more games in the future. And so, you know, when you're assessing 2024, you look at it, and when you have Skeens, when you have the bullpen doing what it's supposed to do and the offense doing just enough, well, you take that, last night and bottle it up, that's how you're going to win a lot of ball games. And so I think that's how I would assess the situation.
Pirates Marlins on the Fan, 6:40, Greg on TV. That means we'll have Joe Block on the call of the middle game of this three-game series. Greg, thanks for coming on with us.
Andrew, thank you. I think, is it Dana? She said to say hi. I saw her today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Because you mentioned last week about Paul Skeens and, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where you get your clothes and such. So.
Yes, I know who that is.
I said, I'll be talking to him a couple hours. So she said, tell him I said hi. So.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
See ya. It took me like too long to get that reference. Yeah, Paul Skeens and I have the same.
Clothier?
Yes.
Wow.
Fashion stylist?
Wardrobe consultant.
But then my wardrobe was getting ripped by the guy on the show yesterday.
What do you mean?
Remember the guy called in and ripped my belt selection?
No, he ripped your belt but said otherwise you were the only one of us that didn't, in his opinion, dress like a slob. You and Pomp were the only sartorial like standouts. I don't have a clothier. It's called Costco.
Malzy by Costco?
Yeah.
The Malzy collection?
The Malzy line, yeah.
Who would Donnie's be?
Oh, it'd be
the Fetterman collection.
The Fetterman. It really is.
I'm Donnie Football, and I support tube socks and frack.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There are some things that obviously need to be improved. You know, low-hanging fruit is the penalties. I thought penalties were catastrophic to our efforts, man. We had some big plays and field-flipping scenarios negated by penalty. So we got to grow there.
Sorry, Mike. Your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. Mike Tomlin on the negatives of the Atlanta game, talking about penalties. No mention that the refs blew ass there from Mike.
Doesn't want to get fined. The Pickens OPI was the most damaging penalty of the game, I would argue. I know Watts prevented
offside.
A turnover. I know. But I think they might actually go in for a touchdown, as incomprehensible as that is to think about.
Broderick Jones should have been flagged for the play after the Najee run, two plays before the fourth and one gone wrong.
Neither do I, but that's
Grady
at least...
Jarrett went in there looking to kick some ass and... beat people up after the whistle, and Jones is like, wait a minute, I got to stick up for my guys, and didn't like throw any punches or shove anybody, and yet he got a 15-yarder.
Well, those were offsetting.
Well, I know, but still, if the refs just call Grady Jarrett as the real aggressor there, and guy that got out of line, then the Steelers have a first down.
You know I'm going to defend Jones at every opportunity.
Well, then don't choose to go against him here.
I will concede that you convinced me with the power of your rhetoric yesterday. Of all these penalties, that is the one that we see called the most regularly, where the guy, even if he's trying to do the right thing, gets called as like the second or third man in.
Now, I said before we went to break that there was one outlet that decided to really disrespect the Steelers for their win against the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an inside job. It's the NFL. Because among all of the power ranking lists that came out today, the one that seems to be the most dismissive of what the Steelers did in Hotlanta, NFL.com. ESPN has the Steelers up to 11th on their power ranking board.
Mm-hmm.
CBS not far behind at 12. The Athletic, they're at lucky number 13. Where did Barstool come in with their ranking here, Don? I know you tweeted that out. Barstool had a ranking of the Steelers. Where did they put the Steelers on
in the meantime, Donnie, while you're looking, I've got Mike Florio's at PFT. He hates doing these, I'm pretty sure. He's got the Steelers at 11.
Okay,
they don't need a high-end offense to win.
So he agrees with the ESPN. So where did our boy Big Cat put the Steelers on his?
So we'll get to more of these rankings in a little bit, but the Steelers are in the category of defensive juggernauts that make good quarterbacks look bad.
Okay.
With the Titans and the Patriots.
That's pretty high up. Now where are like the bottom rankings here with this? Like who are at the bottom?
Give him the last team and what category they're placed in.
The Panthers.
Okay, what are they, 32nd?
Yeah.
Super ass.
Super ass. And anybody just regular old ass?
The Giants, the Raiders, and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Let's keep the rest of it, though, for later here, because there's a lot in between.
How about our guy Jersey Jerry has to pull a stunt at a high school football field in Chicago where he has to kick field goals there until he has a double doink, where it's like a 7-10 split in bowling, where he kicks the ball off one upright and it has to deflect off the other. He's going to be there forever.
His leg might fall off. He might just kick one time and just his leg flies and detaches off of his body.
I don't see.
He could, like most NFL kickers, I actually believe would have a hard time doing that quickly.
Jerry's a roly-poly guy, but he's actually a low-key solid athlete. I've played with him in the Hayward softball game enough to say that. He parked one. He turned a nice double play. He's kind of your stocky build second baseman type.
Put him on the callus scale. Callus is nimble for his size.
Yeah, he definitely moves around for a former crack addict. And so I have to give him credit. Like the guy is doing well athletically, even though he doesn't look like today's athlete. But the
you know who else doesn't look like the athlete?
That's why I said it.
You know who else?
That's why I said it.
His hiney's a little big.
But I can't, unless he kicked and was great in high school, I can't imagine he's going to be able to do that.
Here's my biggest hang up with this. Donnie, I don't know if you ever kicked. I always was a left-footed kicker, and I would toe kick, which is not how you're obviously supposed to. These guys all kick soccer style. You have to kick the ball. I don't know what distance it is for him. You have to kick it pretty damn hard to hit it off one upright.
And then have it bounce all the way. I know.
Yeah. So you've got to, like, I think have enough juice on that thing that it would be good from, like, 40 yards
almost.
It's
one thing to have the accuracy to just hit the upright, period. But I think if you had Chris Boswell
attempt this,
it would take him a considerable amount
of time. The reason double doinks and stuff like that get, like, replayed is they're fluky events for the best people in the world. You can't just go and manufacture a fluke if you're Jersey Jerry.
All right, so NFL.com is the most disrespectful towards the Steelers win. They had them come in at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's how I would do this exercise. I would just say, how do I rank these teams off of the first game? That's what you're ranking.
Okay.
You're ranking their performance. So right now, NFL.com is the Chiefs among AFC teams one and the Ravens second.
Okay.
I'm fine with having the Ravens that high because they were a second away from potentially
tying
that game or trying to win that game, exactly.
Yeah, they were going for the win.
So Baltimore being there is okay. Houston, they won. Buffalo had a comeback win. Miami, I'm good with all five.
I'd even put Indy up there pretty high.
Well, here's where they lose me, and here's why I think it's disrespectful to put the Steelers 17. Right now, you can't rank the Bengals ahead of the Steelers. They lost at home to New England, Chris.
No, I agree.
The team that we had power ranked as the worst team in the NFL before the season started.
You're right.
Went to Cincinnati and beat them.
You're right.
They can't be ahead of them.
And they played a sloppy, like, bad game, too.
And then the Jets are ahead of them.
See, I thought Rodgers at least made them look like a competent team, and I think they ran into, yet again, a buzzsaw.
Okay.
But I also didn't think they were so competitive in that game that I would put them above the Steelers.
Okay, but so that accounts for their offense. Their defense
got gassed.
Gave up more than 30 points to a 49ers team that, A, didn't have Christian McCaffrey, and B, Brandon Ayuk's only contribution to the game was dropping a touchdown pass.
Oh, and did he hear it from Steelers fans? He was over the goal line but couldn't complete the catch. I mean, how close were they? Peyton Manning was pissed off about that, too. Oh, my God, dude. He was fuming on the Manning cast about that play. I didn't really like it either because, like, Peyton's kind of what he was kind of doing was counting Brandon Ayuk's money a little bit. Although Ayuk, I guess, yeah, here we go.
Oh, what a throw. Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Hey, get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden, you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those.
Yes, Ben would throw bad balls on purpose.
So
camp.
He said.
He always talked about that. He'd
testing
throw interceptions
catch
on purpose.
Catch radii. So wait a minute. If Peyton had been calling the Burrow game, would he have at least given Burrow a hard time for looking so bad or any of these other quarterbacks? That sniffs of fraternity of quarterbacks sticking together.
At 4:30, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact Buell and Gibsonia. It's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is sponsored by his great friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Don?
The debrief, September 10, 2024. So going back to those Big Cat NFL power rankings, because they truly are something I get a kick out of. I know some people, you know, say what you will about Barstool and everything they do. I do look forward to these every single week. I almost forgot about them. And then I saw him tweet them out today. I chuckled at a few of them.
Okay.
And I feel like he has the creativity where he changes it up every week, throws in a couple of wrinkles to make you laugh. So his juggernauts, that means the best teams, the juggernauts.
I think most people knew what juggernauts meant for the record.
The Chiefs, the 49ers, and then they have the Rizzler from the Costco guys.
What is that?
Okay, so this Costco guys thing.
Who is the Rizzler?
When the Steelers beat the Falcons, the Twitter account for the Steelers put out a video of these Costco guys. This big Jack guy just screams boom and everybody
they
loves it.
They bring the boom.
So what's the backstory here?
It's just like a father and son who they just started to film themselves going to Costco and I think mostly just doing stuff you do at Costco. It could have been Malzi and Ace. Or Malzi
and
Lennox.
This thing has taken off and gone so viral that now the Steelers are using it to, like, rub the Falcons' nose in a loss.
Yeah, I don't know their whole backstory.
Is it a TikTok thing? Is it an Instagram thing? Is it
YouTube? It's a Costco thing.
Well, we know, yes, they're going to Costco. They're taking advantage of how much are the soft drinks there?
$1.50 dog and drink. Oh,
wait,
it's been...
Wait, both
the dog
combined
and,
are $1.50.
Yes, hot dog and a drink is $1.50, and the CEO has reportedly said numerous times when pressed to raise the price, it will happen over my dead body.
Oh, my God. Do you have a Costco membership, Don?
No. No, we've debated the whole, like, Costco, Sam's thing.
But doesn't Sam's
I'm embarrassed
also
to admit
have,
something,
like,
right?
a dining
they
area
have a,
as
they
well?
They have a hot dog drink.
Malzi has both.
I have all three. I have BJ's, too. I'm embarrassed to admit
you
this.
You don't hear a lot about BJ's.
Well, there's one like pretty close to us.
It's relatively new here.
Guys don't seem to like BJ's.
It's more
that much.
They got the best. See, I would say meat selection there
at BJ's.
Yes, the best. And they have the big bags of the dog food we use.
But how about the actual dining areas? Who?
Oh no! I don't throw them in the mix as much. I've never sampled.
Does Costco have Sam's Club beat on the in
the quality of the dining area?
Yeah,
I would say so. I would say it's a little nicer. Yeah.
Do they have ices at both for a buck?
Well, no. The big one for Lennox at Sam's is the icy. He just wants that sugar water. Just bump it right in there, baby.
Man, you take a 20-year-old me, stoned out of my mind, take me to a movie theater, and I am drinking like a 75-ounce Icy and getting like two portions of all-you-can-eat popcorn.
The popcorn is really good.
Movie theater popcorn is top tier.
And I'm just looking at this boom kid right now, and it's unbelievable.
Right? But who is the Rizzler from this?
The dad, I might be getting this wrong. The dad's name is AJ, and then his son goes by the nickname Big Justice, or maybe I have it mixed
Big
up.
Big Justice? How old is this kid? Is it a kid?
Yeah. It's like father and son.
Justice. Well, a father and son could be my dad's in his early 70s and me. I'm almost 40.
The Rizzler, I'm pretty sure, is just like another kid. He's just like a little fat kid.
Yeah, the Rizzler is this chubby Italian kid, and he's got 405,000 Instagram followers.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Bring the boom!
Craig, our boss Craig, is constantly... Everybody in this building on the management side, they always want more and more on the digital side. Get more followers. They're always wanting to be social media savvy. What is the kid's catchphrase? What did you just say?
Bring the boom!
Maybe we should start doing that. Maybe just walk around, bring the boom!
Well, it looks like there's a video or there's something on Instagram with the Rizzler, and he was asked, or Paul Skeens was asked if he knew who the Rizzler was, and he said, I don't even know who that is. Paul,
but
I'm
isn't,
with you, man.
But isn't Baby Gronk the one who rizzed up Livy Dunn, and that's how all this started?
With, like, kids getting famous?
I guess, yeah. Whatever happened to, like,
man,
I remember
this Rizzler kid's got a massive following. He's probably making...
Oh, he's making coin. I don't even want to think about it.
He's probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars, Chris.
I don't want to think about it. Dude, I remember the old days of Charlie bit me, and that really hurt.
The Rizzler... Oh, my God.
Or how about, like, the kid, the I Like Turtles kid? Or how about David After Dentist? What happened to the Wholesome Web memes?
All those kids are in college now,
If you want a cameo from the Rizzler...
Oh, I don't want to know, dude. I don't want to know.
$150.
What is the kid? What's the Rizzler doing in the cameo? Boom!
I think I'm going to order you one, dude.
I swear to God, don't you dare. Do not do that.
So these...
Hey, Mousy, boom!
These jabronis just started to go to Costco together, and they made a fortune out of it.
I don't know their whole story. Like one big group message I'm in, guys started just to send in the video that the Steelers tweeted.
Yep.
Like that video that you saw, guys just randomly were sending that in, and that's how I became aware of who they were.
Wow.
The main guy, like, he kind of looks like me, just no facial hair.
The
guy in the center of the video.
Yeah, you're right, he does. The name of the family is the Bufumos.
You gotta be kidding. Come on,
I swear
man.
To God.
The Bufumos?
They have 1.3 million followers on TikTok.
I hate this so much. Between this, the Hawk Tua girl having a podcast.
The Boom to Doom video has 25 million views. The one that the Steelers posted and ripped off has 47 million views, bro.
What are we... The three of us come in here... And we work very hard to do a very fun job, and we all make a living off of it, okay?
They live in Colts Neck, New Jersey.
Great. What are we doing with our lives? This is, on some level, it's not really amusing. It's fundamentally very depressing.
This guy, the patriarch of the family, was
Don't make him sound royalty.
He was a small-time professional
wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His nickname was the American Power Child, Eric Justice.
Big Justice.
And he was
recently
a regional manager for a mortgage lending company, but because this has gone so viral.
You want to lock in that rate? Bring the boom!
He was able to quit his job and just focus on bringing the boom, says the Rolling Stone magazine.
Tough housing market got you down? Call me up and bring on the boom!
Man.
We'll rizz up that interest rate, baby. No closing costs. Boom!
I need to get to a point where, like, I'm aware of these things, though. Because I saw that video posted, and I had no idea what it was.
I scroll past it so fast. I'd rather watch this video that's currently replaying on my Twitter feed of the Lions running outside zone.
Do you think Pompeiani knows who the Rizzler is?
Probably, because he's on TikTok, and he's on all those
trends. You should text him.
Rizzler. I like the Rizzler a lot.
When he was trying to take over Gotham City and beat Batman, the Rizzler gave him a run for his money.
Malzy, either on the sports call tonight, we're going to bring the boom and see if Pompeiani gets it.
I'll do both.
Bring up the Rizzler.
I'll do both. So the Rizzler is the one who says bring the boom.
They all say bring the boom.
Okay. Yeah, I think all of them do.
I will say bring the boom, guaranteed, and I think there's a decent chance I can get the Rizzler.
If we told Craig, big news.
I got the Rizzler
Thursday
on the show.
Thursday at 2:35, the Rizzler's coming on.
We're going to have the Rizzler as a special in-studio guest for Tomlin Tuesday. Craig would be like, just make sure Tenuta films it. Guys, make sure you get that on all our platforms. I just created a TikTok specifically for this.
You know, the sad thing is, if like the Rizzler wanted this shift, they'd fire me and replace.
I was gonna say they'd fire.
I had that thought.
They'd fire all three of us. The Rizzler would.
He'd
produce,
be on the air for 16 hours.
What's the guy's name? The Love Child, the wrestler,
the Power Child.
The Power Child. It'd be the Power Hour with the Power Child and the Rizzler. Bringing the boom is what every segment's called. They would. They'd fire us in a heartbeat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.